T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 76 degrees at 7:30 here on a Wednesday morning. A retail giant is suing a tech titan.
In its lawsuit against Tesla, Walmart is blaming solar panels supplied by the electric car maker for sparking fires at 7 of its stores. Walmart claims the loss of merchandise amounted to hundreds of thousands of dollars. The solar panels in question were manufactured by SolarCity, which Tesla purchased for $2.6 billion in 2016. SolarCity was founded by two cousins of Tesla CEO Elon Musk. Walmart accuses the company of gross negligence. No comment from Tesla. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A suspect is in jail, this in connection with the recent shooting in Wichita. 31-year-old Charles Shelley of Park City was arrested after a man was shot in a car on the canal route. Police officer Charlie Davidson says on Monday morning, a 30-year-old man who had been shot twice showed up at the police substation at 21st and Hillside. He was then taken to the hospital.
The investigation revealed that Shelley, the victim, and a 48-year-old male acquaintance were traveling north on I-135 in the area of 21st Street North in a maroon 1993 Ford Explorer. A disturbance ensued between Shelley and the victim when Shelley pulled out a handgun and fired at the victim, striking him.
After the shooting, the driver pulled over. Suspect got out and ran away. The suspect was located by a Kansas Highway Patrol trooper in the 2500 block of North Kansas, and that suspect was booked into jail on a charge of attempted first-degree murder.
There's plenty of business scheduled for today's Sedgwick County Commission meeting.
Some of the highlights include consideration of a $388,000 grant, which would fund several projects at the Regional Forensic Science Center, the Sedgwick County Courthouse, and the Sheriff's Office, just to name a few. The board will also look at an amendment and zone changes regarding renewable energy. We'll also get a report from Intrust Bank Arena. The report will cover the first 6 months of the year. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Wichita Police Department asking the public's help to identify a suspect from a recent burglary.
It happened on August 14th at the Islamic Society of Wichita in the 6600 block of East 34th Street North at around 5 in the afternoon. Police officer Kevin Wheeler says an unidentified suspect arrived in a red vehicle and began checking the doors of the mosque and adjacent school.
He then entered an unlocked door on the west side of the building, and once he was inside, he began checking several doors inside until he found an open door to the kitchen. So the reported loss on this one is actually a set of keys for the church and school.
The suspect then left through a door and made it back to his car to leave the property. A photo of the man can be found in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. If you have any information about this crime, you're asked to call 316-267-2111, submit an online tip, or download the free mobile tip app. Remember, your anonymous tip makes you eligible for a cash reward of up to $2,500. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Federal authorities are conducting an investigation at a research facility on the University of Kansas campus in Lawrence. FBI spokeswoman Bridget Patton confirmed the FBI and Lawrence police were at the Life Sciences Research Laboratories complex Tuesday, but said she could not provide any more details. University spokesman Andy Hyland told the Lawrence Journal-World law enforcement was investigating alleged criminal activity on the campus.
A man in Missouri blamed for running the largest organic food fraud in U.S. history has committed suicide. This just days after he was sentenced to 10 years in federal prison. Livingston County Coroner Scott Lindley confirming the death of Randy Constant at his home in Chillicothe, Missouri. Constant died from carbon monoxide poisoning in his garage.
An Arizona court has awarded a former Planned Parenthood's clinic director millions in damages for being wrongfully fired. Fox's David Spunt has more.
Myra Rodriguez once considered herself a proud 17-year employee of Planned Parenthood. As a director, she oversaw three clinics in Arizona. But her long career with the organization came to a halt in October 2017 when she got word she was out of a job.
I was in shock.
Rodriguez tells Fox News she was fired after reporting questionable conduct of a doctor. Other allegations include endangering patients and failure to report a minor having a relationship with an adult. Rodriguez sued her former employer. An Arizona jury awarded her $3 million. In a statement to Fox News, a Planned Parenthood spokesperson says in part, quote, "We believe the evidence was compelling that it was our former employee's failure to follow organization rules and procedures."
Rodriguez had once been named a Planned Parenthood Employee of the Year.
Prepare for long lines at airports during the upcoming Labor Day holiday.
A record number of people are expected to travel by air during the week-long Labor Day period. About 2.5 million airline passengers are expected to fly each day between August 28th and September 3rd. That would bring the total to about 17.5 million, a 4% increase over last year. Friday, August 30th, is expected to be the busiest single day for travel, with an estimated 3 million boarding flights. The trade group Airlines for America credits low airfares, steady economic growth, and low unemployment among the factors for the increase. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's been a very active pattern for this time in August, and that trend is going to continue throughout the rest of the week. A chance of a shower or thunderstorm early on, again this afternoon, and especially tonight. If we see a break in the clouds, we'll get to 97 today. Tonight's low 71, rain Thursday and 83. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, we have a west wind at 5 miles per hour, 76 degrees. Steve at 10 of the morning now, 7:37 here on this Wednesday morning, taking a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar this morning. There is a good deal of cloud cover around Sedgwick County over into Butler County. Rain, though, rain shower mostly up the turnpike, just this side of Emporia, then going all the way up northeast from there to Topeka, the Kansas City area. So good area of rain showers out there. Then moving straight to the, and it's all moving to the east, by the way. It's moving to the straight west here. There's a shower that comes up all across western Kansas from north to south, down through Great Bend and close to Dodge City. And this is a spotty system. It's basically moving sort of our way, Ted. You could miss us completely, or it could hit us in the next couple of hours. So, anyway, we do have a chance of rain in the forecast, and maybe it'll cool down a little bit after yesterday. Woo! It was a sauna yesterday. Wow! Vermont officials say an elderly woman was rescued from her burning home by a Meals on Wheels driver. Springfield Deputy Fire Chief Scott Richardson says the driver had stopped to deliver the meals when he saw the house was on fire Friday.
Oh, my.
Richardson says the woman was the only occupant and was unaware of the fire. Officials say the woman was taken to a hospital to be treated for smoke inhalation.
Yeah, probably saved her life.
Now, I've done a number of stories on Meals on Wheels and interviews about it, and I've even gone out on a vehicle, you know, just to observe. I wasn't really doing anything, but to observe the volunteers as they take the meals to these people. One of the reasons that they take them to them, one of the things they do is take advantage of the fact that you're making contact with these folks who,
yep,
a lot of them will never, you know, they don't get out because,
yeah,
they can't.
And maybe the only person they see, yeah, the whole week.
And this,
yeah,
is something that they've mentioned to me before is, you know, sometimes we've been able to help people who are in,
right,
distress. Well, here's one in Vermont where somebody actually saved a life there. Great. Meals on Wheels. They do a good
job. Fantastic.
They do a good, yep, job. There's no doubt about it. All right. We had a Democrat candidate for president stop in Wichita Tuesday morning. He wanted to meet with Wichita Hispanic leaders. This is according to Denise Neal's reporting here in the Wichita Eagle this morning. So we had Beto O'Rourke, the former congressman from Texas, drop by. He was on his way from Tulsa to Des Moines, and he decided to stop in Wichita. Angelo Rodriguez, who owns the R Coffee House, that's the one on North Bidding there in Riverside.
Right.
Apparently he said that O'Rourke stopped in there about 9 a.m., had some coffee and cinnamon rolls and posed for a bunch of photos. Interesting. It's just, here he is. He's stopping in this state, and I'm sure Beto understands that this is not a hotbed for Democrat candidates for president. He probably not going to spend a whole lot of time here. But on the other hand, he did stop by and showed his face. It's interesting to me, Ted, that my impression is that all these people running for president have got all this entourage and staff, and they're sending out emails to the media and alerting them, we're going to be here, we're going to be there. Well, not a peep for Beto. He just showed up, I guess, yesterday.
Just showed up. I heard he was on his way, too. He ended up at Gates Barbecue in Kansas City.
Oh, he was going to Gates, too. Okay.
Yeah, well, big day yesterday.
Hitting the big spots there. So, well, anyway, he was down there. And, of course, that's coffee shop. I run by there practically every day. Yesterday, of course, I did not. It was so doggone hot, I didn't get outside. But he was there in the morning for about 9 a.m. So, anyway,
interesting.
Running a campaign where, you know, you just show up and get a few selfies and go on your way. Beto O'Rourke.
Yeah, he's polling right now at 3%.
Yeah, I think he's going to be
in
the
crowded field for the Democrats.
Is he going to qualify for the next debate?
I believe so.
Will he?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, 7:41 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And what do we got coming up? Oh, we got Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal. He's going to look at possible recession reaction in aviation. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.